talk about how important it is to expose the students here at the middle school to wheelchair basketball.
It's so important because everybody's different in a little bit different way. And so to get in here and a kid that is in a wheelchair or maybe has a limp or something like that, they typically get outcast. But when you can put them all on a level playing field and everybody sees, like, wow, everybody's really kind of cool in their own way, like, it's unbelievable to do this community outreach and just open people's eyes that everybody's different, but everybody's actually cool in their own way.
I had a chance to watch the tournament a couple years back here in Beaver Dam, and wheelchair basketball is a physical game, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely physical. There's chairs banging. And people falling on the floor, just hopping back up and getting back into the plays and everything like that. It's just fun.
Can you talk about the teams that we sponsor here in Wisconsin? Because we have a couple of youth teams, a high school team and the prep team. Kind of talk about that and the success that they've had.
We have a 6 and 13-year-old team. They've won one national championship in the past 2 years. They finished second and third, respectively, in the country. And then our high school team, in the past 4 years, have won 2 national titles. And then we have a Division III team that's developing, and they're growing. We have a Division I team that has numerous Paralympians on it and have finished in the top 4 perennially.
And a couple of student athletes from our area, Ava Finger from Juneau and Taylor Post from Beaver Dam, they're fully invested into wheelchair basketball, aren't they?
Oh, they're absolutely fully invested. I know Ava came to us 2 years after not knowing anything about this and suffering an injury and not knowing anything about the wheelchair world. And she dove headfirst into it, and she's done extremely well and been starting to get noticed by some colleges.
And the people here at the assembly, teachers and students, are getting a chance to partake in it. It's a physical. It's hard to do. People getting out of the chairs, you're giving them a chance, right? It takes a lot to get in shape and be ready to play.
Oh man, like those the one thing I the experience that everybody gets is when they're streaking down and they try and take that first shot, all of a sudden those arms feel like they're 10 pounds. You're trying to shoot a 10-pound ball. So to get in condition and be able to shoot three-pointers like some of these people do is unbelievable.
You get to do a lot of outreach like this, exposing people to the game.
We do demos throughout the year, go into high schools, different community areas, and try and find expose people to the adaptive sports world, and then also people that don't know about it that are potentially eligible with lower body impairments to, hey, there are sports for you.
And you had the middle schoolers engaged here. Sometimes it's tough to get them engaged, but they were fully invested into the first game we had here today.
Hey, adaptive sports just puts everybody on a level playing field. There's nobody that's super tall or nobody that's super fast. Everybody gets on a level playing field, and kids love it, and they love to get involved.
If somebody would like to get involved or help out, where's the best way to find information about WASA and wheelchair basketball?
Yep, check out WisconsinAdaptiveSportsAssociation.org or WASA.org. And reach out, and we'll send an email to us, and we'll get back to you.
Jordan, thank you so much.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.